hear any audio.
I'm not hearing any audio. But
it's
live radio. It's
live radio,
and so anything can happen, which is why live radio is still around. Well, I don't know if that's the reason. But anyway, it is Free Talk Live. It is the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. And you can't beat it. You're here with Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark. I'm pretty sure radio is still around just because it's free.
Yes.
It's like a heritage technology that... Because I remember when I was in my mom... I'd ride around in my mom's Cutlass, 71 Cutlass with the Cabrio top.
Oh, man.
This was back when they put fabric on top of metal.
It's like you were driving a couch. It was awesome.
I love it. It had the bench seats, too.
Oh, yeah.
And this thing had an AM radio in it. I remember it. Like, and it just had the
single speaker in the dash, right?
It might very well have had the single ovular speaker up in the front dash.
Yep.
And it was only AM, and then had the like the single digit numbers across the AM, so it wouldn't be 600, 700, 800, 900. It'd be 6, 7, 8, 9. And there's actually, I think it's WABC in New York, calls themselves 70 or something like that. So they just refer to them as seven, the big seven or something like that. I don't know. They really use that terminology too.
Wow, the big seven. Okay.
And WOR says 77, so they just drop the zero off the end.
Wow, no kidding. I had no idea about that. But yes, it is a heritage technology and it's free and people still listen. And thank you for listening, of course, to Free Talk Live. You can call in with your thoughts at 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-3733. And we already have a call on the line. I guess we can go to that.
I don't know if it's going to work out.
It may not work out.
We may or may not be connected. So just hit the air button there and
see what happens.
Hello?
Caller, you're on the air.
I hope.
Yo. Hey, this is Garrett. I'm here with Pete Air, and we're on the Police Accountability Tour. We're rolling through Mississippi right now. Figured we'd call in and get you guys
on the internet.
And the podcast, which is fine, but GCN should figure out how to connect us at some point.
Yes. Okay. So, you know, this is my second time in the first chair. I hope I didn't break something.
It is now officially the hot seat.
Yeah. I am sweating.
It always happens, like, the first time you do it.
Yeah, well, first or second, right?
Yeah, it's a challenging
The good news is that none of us can fix this. So,
yeah, there's nothing I can do other than just keep talking. Fortunately, I'm good at that. So all three of us are, actually.
Well, we do actually have some show prep tonight, if you want to talk about
that. Yeah, I'd say we can go ahead and start breaking into the story. You had a story about one of my favorite subjects, or should I say most notorious subjects, which is Facebook. And so what's going on with the Facebooks?
Apparently, it's breaking up marriages left and right.
Oh, boy.
There's a story here from digitaltrends.com.
We may be on now.
Author.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Let's see if we can get the caller here, and we will talk about the Facebooks in just a minute. That is an evergreen subject if there ever is one. Caller, are you on the air?
Hey, this is Garrett.
Hello,
I'm here
caller.
With Pete Air on the... Yeah.
No. Okay.
You guys got me?
Put that back on hold.
Well, if we are connected, then welcome to the
Our
radio
return
listeners.
Might be down, apparently.
A return might be down.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the return feed, I'm not entirely sure.
The tubes are clogged.
The tubes are clogged.
That's what's going on.
Welcome to the 21st century, everybody.
All right.
But why don't we keep talking then about 21st century communications, which would be Facebook.
Which ruin people's marriages. So this is called I Ruined My Engagement with Facebook, and Apparently I'm Not Alone. I thought the title was Facebook Ruined My Engagement, but at least he's taking a little more responsibility and saying, I ruined my own engagement with Facebook.
Okay, wait, so this is a guy saying
this
that...
This is written by a guy, and basically he's describing the end of his relationship where he was engaged to his fiance, because he basically ends up reconnecting with an ex on Facebook and having an online emotional affair with his ex. So here we go.
Ah.
Maybe this has happened to you. You're uploading photos to Facebook and somehow trip across an old album. You click through mindlessly until you land on a picture of your ex. And suddenly, you're thrown back months, years even, and all you want to do is message them, add them as a friend, look through their photos, which is fine unless you're engaged, like I was.
Duh. Yeah, I was waiting for it.
I'm a Facebook cheater, one of the many. The temptations of social networking lured me in, and what started as the very familiar Facebook catch-up turned into an emotional affair.
That's hilarious.
That ended my engagement. Caroline and I had been dating for 3 years, and the names have been changed to protect the innocent. Caroline and I had been dating for 3 years, engaged for 6 months, when I saw a Facebook message from my ex, Laura. Laura and I had dated for about a year. It was a fairly inconsequential relationship, really, but the breakup had been so messy that we hadn't kept in touch. I'd seen her on Facebook and added her on Instagram when I was prompted to, but we didn't text or email since we'd separated. One day, out of nowhere, a message from her showed up in my Facebook inbox. I can't remember exactly what it said. I've deleted the entire thread at an attempt in forgetting the whole episode, but it wasn't particularly incendiary. It read, "Hey, how are you? It's been a while," or something along those lines. I messaged her back, something like, "Good, you? Yeah, hate how we left everything. Glad you're well." It all started innocently enough. But after sending, you see that hyperlinked name glaring back at you, begging you to click it and rifle through this person's profile. I did, for what seemed like hours. I wanted to know everything Laura had been doing since the last time I had seen her, wanted to know who her friends were, what she looked like now, and mentally...
And he didn't have, like, the NSA PRISM program or X-Key score to do it like NSA agents do
right.
when they want to check on their exes or even present lovers. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, I'm kind of wondering here. I have most of my exes on Facebook. There's certainly some somewhere that I don't. But I have attempted to find some of them in the past, you know, like, hey, I wonder how she's doing. All of my exes are female. And so, you know, I'm just, look around. I don't think, like, to some extent, I wonder if this is a different kind of thing going on than what was going on there. I haven't had any sort of room. As a matter of fact, I've had overtures from exes on Facebook and essentially ignored them as though they didn't exist. I figure, you know, whatever everybody drinks, right?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't had that experience either. I mean, I've had some people that I was interested in and maybe wanted to find out more about them, so I looked at their Facebook page. But then once I actually got to know them in real life, or maybe once I had dated them and they had become my ex, I didn't want to look at their Facebook anymore.
Yeah, you know, I will say, now, I mean, myself, I was married at one point, and I got to admit that when I got onto Facebook, this would be around 2007, 2008, and then suddenly, you know, like women started, you know, clicking like on my stuff and showing some interest, and I was meeting a lot of, like, you know, other local women, you know, boy, I was already, like, I wasn't happy with my marriage in the first place, but it definitely helped out on the on the way out, I should say. You know, I'll admit to that. So certainly I understand, like, the pull of just, like, this, you know, Facebook being, I don't even know what words to use for it. Just Facebook giving you, like, these kind of almost an endorphin rush or maybe something. It's like they talk about with video games where, you know, it's like gambling where, you
know, it's kind of addictive.
Yeah, it can be kind of addictive to get, like, notifications and everything. And at the same time, you know, clicking a like, I mean, just like the phraseology used in Facebook is a problem in itself, like that this person's your friend.
Yeah.
And that it's a like, you know, and unfortunately there's no option to, you know, click dislike or something. So, but all of those things all are positive reinforcements. That's what I was trying to say. It's all positive reinforcements, and I'll admit, I mean, you know, when you're in a relationship and you've got, like, say, you know, other people, like, clicking that stuff, sometimes, hey, you know, it makes you, you know, it brings you pause, saying, what am I doing in this relationship or something like that.
I've had experiences where I noticed two people behaving in such a way on Facebook that I wondered if they were together in real life, but
sure.
But they said that they weren't or something like that.
Sure, yeah. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of guesswork that goes into it with Facebook. I mean, like, in fact, I think that it's such a social gauge now as to what's going on with lots of people. Like, I mean, there's reports that if you're not on Facebook, you're a sociopath, supposedly. Which, that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
but.
I've developed Facebook friendships. There
right.
are people that I've either met very little in real life or but not at all, and we interact quite well on Facebook, or people that I know from, you know, long past that otherwise I wouldn't talk to, that on Facebook, you know, we do a lot of interacting. Whereas there's people that I'm closer to in life,
sure,
sort of emotionally, that I don't talk to on Facebook much at all.
Right.
So, I mean, if you just looked at Facebook, you'd think that, say, John T. Kennedy and I were, you know, lovers or something like that, because we talk a lot. But, you know, I've never met the guy.
Right, right, yeah.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the liberty movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset Jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and we are live now with no technical glitches.
That's the theory, anyway.
That's the theory. 855 450 833 to call in with your thoughts. We do have a couple calls on the line. They've been patiently waiting, and we will get to you in just a moment. But, Mark?
Well, I wanted to do a contest. And, you know, first I want to say, you win.
I love it.
It's from LibertyStickers.com, and we're giving away a bumper sticker to 2,000 people.
Wow.
That means, I think, that pretty much everybody who's going to do what it takes to do what I say to win will probably win, plus even the people listening on, like, the podcast and that kind of thing. I don't know how far this could go. It could be that I have to give away some more stickers to do 2,000. I don't know.
Wow.
Maybe one reading will do it. Maybe it'll take a few. I don't know the answer. I'm really interested. So you get a free sticker from LibertyStickers.com. Free shipping. You just got to do what I say you got to do, and you'll get a free sticker from LibertyStickers.com.
Just listen to Daddy Mark.
That's right. That's it. So get out your phone and text to 72727. So it's 5 digits, starts with a 7, ends with a 7, 72727. You just text FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live or Faster Than Light, whichever makes you happy. But it's FTL. You text FTL to 72727, and you will get back instructions. Follow those instructions. There's a code word. You go to libertystickers.com. You surf around. You find the sticker that's right for you. There's a Free Talk Live sticker, by the way.
Oh,
and
wow.
The one I have in my car, which is Barack Obama's fired more cruise missiles than all other Peace Prize winners combined. You can get that one. Or, you know, a variety of anti-war or pro-libertarian or even conservative and constitutional types, whatever you want. They've got it over at libertystickers.com, and you can get it for free by texting FTL to 72727.
Phenomenal. What a great deal. You can't beat it. It's free.
2,000 of you.
I love it. Now, we were talking about Facebook and it ruining an engagement, but we do have a couple calls on the line, so let's get right to them. And we have Garrett in Missouri?
In Mississippi right now.
Mississippi. Sorry about that. Garrett, what's on your mind?
Yeah. Oh, what's up? Glad to reach out to everybody. Myself and Pete Ayer are rolling through Mississippi right now on the Police Accountability Tour. We're on our way to New Orleans, Louisiana. And I would
Cheers.
Give everyone an update of what's going on. It's the last city on the tour we'll be hitting up. But, yeah, it's
sure,
great
go
so
for
far.
It.
Tell us some of the highlights of the tour, of the Police Accountability Tour.
Sure, I joined Pete out in Detroit. That was stop number, I believe, 5 out of 9. And Detroit was great. We got to meet up with a lot of great people out there, including the Threat Management Center, which is a private security agency that's really replacing the police in some ways with the services they're providing. The next stop we hit was Chicago, where there's a whole lot of police brutality and corruption stories that we had to follow up on. We can only do so much there. But on the ground, we got to film a lot of police, and fortunately, we're not threatened with arrest at any point. From there, we went to Gary, Indiana, in northwest Indiana, where they have a huge crime problem. The city is pretty much starting to be abandoned. So many people are leaving, and we got a feel for what's on the ground there, producing content. We just got out of Atlanta. And in Atlanta, we mostly hit the streets, went around recording. There's a crew there called East Atlanta Cop Watch who's really set the groundwork and made it so that the police are aware that you cannot stop people from reporting there. They were very professional, but also very standoffish. Most cops will only give you their name and badge number and then be on their way.
Sure,
so right
I think it's a real step forward. There's a lot of police officers in this country that will throw you in the back of a car, a police car, for recording them. And I think it's a real step forward if they're willing to be recorded, give their name and badge number. That's huge.
Yeah, agreed.
For sure. And I've been a little cautious. There's a chilling effect to which when I've been out on the streets by myself, just going out and recording the police, because as some people may know, Pete was briefly arrested and cited for jaywalking while he was by himself recording police out in San Francisco. So we've only really been going out in groups, usually 3 to 4 people. And doing that, it's been pretty safe. And I've been glad that that's been the reaction.
So
we've got a lot of great content that's come out.
Do you get treated differently when you're in a group? I mean, I would think that maybe the cops might see that almost as, well, like they might call it as like a gang activity or like you're trying to escalate the situation. Do you find that at all?
I could see that. We've been pretty aware of keeping distance and space between ourselves, not really teaming up on any of the officers at any point. We'll have people on different sides of the street, different lengths of the street. so that there's a good amount of space so that they know that there's multiple cameras pointed at them from multiple angles, and I think that really helps domesticate them.
So this is working out really well all the way around. I mean, you're feeling like you haven't had any real negative. I mean, obviously Pete had that situation in San Francisco, but by and large, you hadn't had any real negative situations, or people have been relatively receptive.
Sure, definitely the people on the ground have been very receptive. I'd say we haven't had any pushback or resistance from civilians. Everybody that sees what we're doing comes up and is very supportive. In fact, in Atlanta, someone came up and handed us $20 because they said they liked what we were doing so much. I'm glad to see that the idea of reporting the police is something that people are very receptive to. I'd say even more receptive than I've seen in Keene, New Hampshire.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, I mean, certainly transparency is definitely a great idea to get people on board with in any field, but definitely, you know, with police accountability, I think that's fantastic. Where's the best website? Is there a website where people can find out more about all of this?
Sure.
Just go to copblock.org.
/tour.
/tour.
Yeah, there's
okay,
a tour page.
Fantastic.
And all the videos we've been producing, all the articles we've been producing are out there. Recently in Atlanta, we followed up on a county that's been taking forced blood withdrawals from people during DUIs, checkpoints, and stops, which is a pretty disturbing development that they're performing medical procedures on people and they suspect them of crime.
Yeah, that's really disturbing, is the idea that they're, you know, police officers taking blood.
Speaking of which, do you have any plans to go to Albuquerque, New Mexico? And
that's a ways off.
I was thinking of that guy who had the forced colonoscopy among many
other was unbelievable.
Rectal exams and forced medical procedures and then got a bill for it. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but
yeah, I wouldn't
that
rush
seems
off of
like
that,
an area that could use some accountability.
Oh, for sure. That was a very frightening thing to hear about, that you know they're stepping it up in that way. The police accountability tour will end at the end of the New Orleans stop. I don't know if he plans on traveling around the country a little bit more. He may check that out. But, yeah, that is something that I feel people need to follow up on. I'm glad that the press has been picking up on that and, you know, trying to get more details on that.
Sure. Great to hear, Garrett. Thank you so much for giving us the heads up on all of that. And copblock.org/tour to find out more for the listeners. And we've got another call on the line, Tyrone in Georgia. Tyrone, can you hear us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Everything's working fine now.
Okay. Hello, Brian, Mark, and Stephanie. Stephanie, I still love you to death.
Oh, thank you, Tyrone. I love you, too.
I have a question specifically for Brian. I'm just curious.
Sure.
I own a iPod Touch, fifth generation. And,
okay.
You know, it's just like the okay. It's just like the iPhone, but it's just like the iPhone without the phone. It's how it's described. And the only way that I'm connected to the world is through Wi-Fi.
Okay, I'm going to have to, we'll hold you over, Tyrone, and we'll find out what's going on with your iPhone or your iPod. And this is Free Talk Live. Call in 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Jack now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With a record low rate, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years.
freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes, and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It is the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. You can call in 855-450-3733 to the ProXBN toll-free call-in line. Tonight it is Brian with you.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And Mark, you had a message for us.
That's right. From manventureoutpost.com. You know, when I'm driving down the road here in New Hampshire, I see a lot of pickup trucks parked along the side of the road. And I know what they're doing out there. They're stalking in the woods, murdering large animals. And
oh, I had a totally different train of thought.
You think they're on the side of the road humping because they couldn't make it back to the trailer.
You got it. I wasn't.
I know you weren't. I think that there might have been some suggestion there that people in pickup trucks live in trailers, when in fact I have been a pickup truck owner myself.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, nonetheless, if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, manventureoutpost.com's got the name brands you want at the lowest prices. They've got long guns and short guns and ammunition and firearms accessories, so you're going to need all these things to do your hunting. They've got flashlights because, well, when you're stalking about in the woods at night, it's nice to be able to see. And
absolutely.
A good friend of mine, he goes away for 2 weeks to do his hunting and leaves me to take care of the pigs on my own, by the way, which I hold against him a little bit. Anyway, he does his online shopping at manventureoutpost.com because he says it's the lowest prices. And they really do try to get those rock bottom prices for you on all kinds of outdoor equipment at manventureoutpost.com. Go check for yourself. It's manventureoutpost.com.
Absolutely. Now, let's get back to the calls. We're with Tyrone in Georgia, and he was having an issue with his iPod. Tyrone, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
So, okay. So what's going on? So you have one of these newer versions of the iPod that's very little different from an iPhone, right?
Right. I'm using it right now, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Over a Wi-Fi connection.
Over Wi-Fi, right.
Okay, right.
So the thing is, okay, now I was, I had to go somewhere the other day that I'd never been. And since I knew I could use the map on my iPod, but I wouldn't have Wi-Fi to keep current, as in GPS, I just loaded the map and just used it as a static map. You know, just like a map you put out of your glove compartment or something. And
sure.
I just, you know, just kept it, it stayed there. Now the thing is, as I was going along this route to get to where I was going, the map kept my current position, and I never had an internet connection as I'm moving. So, you know, internet.
Right, so it couldn't refresh and update to your current position.
No.
This is real time. Yeah, it kept my position real time.
Okay.
And I was wondering, was it doing that in real time, but I had no connection the whole time?
That's bizarre. Does it have some kind of GPS component?
Well, okay, yeah. I mean, and iPod would still have the GPS.
No.
It does not have the GPS?
All you can get all that stuff through apps, of course. But none of that stuff is mapped. I don't have a Wi-Fi connection, which I never had a Wi-Fi connection because I was on the move constantly. And I would never keep a connection if I did run across one long enough to where it would have been able to refresh. You see what I mean? But I kept current, real-time position on this map. And, I mean, it was current. And I kept looking at it. And I was like, how the hell am I keeping current position?
Were you using Google Maps or Apple Maps?
It was Google Maps, I think it was.
Okay, because what Google Maps will do automatically, it'll reach out to any Wi-Fi signal around, and it'll passively grab that signal and use that for geolocation. In fact, like when you use, if you're using it on not just a normal, you know, iPod, if you're using it on a normal phone, normal smartphone, that, you know, it'll come up, Google Maps will come up with a suggestion, leave your Wi-Fi on. Now, a lot of people turn their Wi-Fi off, that way, you know, you save battery, right? And they'll tell you to leave your Wi-Fi on so that the positioning is more accurate.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that's what happened. But that's incredible. I'll admit, I'm a little worried, like creepy that happened.
Yeah, that sounds weird.
That's why I didn't want to get an iPhone, because I wanted to only be connected when I wanted to be.
Right.
So now what this is telling me the other day is that I am connected no matter what. So I might as well have an iPhone.
Yeah, at that stage in the game, I don't see, you know, there's very little difference. I mean, the way, like with tablets, all of these things, you know, the only thing a lot of the stuff is missing as far as sensors go is the, you know, the 3G or the 4G signal. And so, you know, really, I don't see the difference. And right, they're probably, like you saw, you literally saw it. They were still, you know, they, quote unquote, were still kind of tracking you with it. I mean, yeah, I agree. That's kind of creepy. I understand why you did that. But you might as well grab the iPhone.
Right.
So, yeah. Well, it's interesting stuff, Tyrone. Thank you very much for calling in tonight. And
it's a little weird.
It is. It's a little weird. I mean, the only thing I can recommend...
Your explanation makes the most sense.
Yeah, yeah. And the only thing I can really recommend is that, really, Android or iOS, you know, they are controlled, more even Android more so now, by Google. They are controlled by these, you know, by these companies, and you don't... There are certain things you just don't have control over. Like, one thing you can't do in iOS or Android is you can turn off, like, you get these alerts, like a severe weather alert or something. You can turn most of those off. You can't turn off the alert for presidential warnings, okay, which are supposed to be like these major national catastrophes of some kind, which have never, fortunately, never been, you know, actually enacted.
I thought they used it one time.
Did they use it one time?
I heard that there was somebody said that basically that Barack Obama was coming out of their phone and it bothered them.
Oh, wow.
I don't know much about it.
Yeah, I don't either. If that happened, I don't know about it.
Maybe it was sent to a certain region because there was a tornado or something.
Is that so? I didn't get it.
Yeah, I mean, now my recommendation with all of this is that if you really want to turn a lot of this stuff off, you can get a tablet, essentially, and you can get some pretty smaller tablets, too. And with those, you can load on different operating systems other than, you know, Android or iOS. You can put on one that's called CyanogenMod. And with that, you can literally turn everything off. And so if you didn't want to essentially get tracked, you could turn that off. Of course, then it gets into, like, you know, there's people who say that they can track your phone even with, as long as the battery's still in. And some people think that that's a conspiracy theory because now they're making all the devices where you can't remove the battery unless you're like Samsung. They're like the last company that still offers a removable battery. You know, I don't know. I mean, there's probably... you know, some real grains of truth in all of that. And clearly, like Tyrone experienced, I mean, the map had no problem showing his exact position.
There's, I've seen quotes from NSA guys on the air, you know, in some kind of television form or whatever, basically saying that they can, you know, listen in, that they really can if that's what they want to do.
Sure.
What does that mean, listen in? Like, see your position or, like, use the microphone on your phone to
I would have to, you know, look it up to remember exactly what was said, but it was creepy as it could be about what they could see as far as your phone goes, if they want to.
Right.
And that, you know, if you want the privacy, it's probably just best to put your phone in a Faraday box.
Yeah, which there's people who recommend doing that. You know, another thing, too, though, the opposite can definitely occur with iOS in particular, that being iPads and iPhones. They developed, you know, the you know, a lot of, you know, police organizations, I'll say, developed with Apple how to essentially turn off, you know, if the police are in, the, you know, there's a situation going on, and the police are there,
yeah,
they can just turn off all iOS devices within a certain radius. And it's just a signal that gets sent out, and you're not, you can't do anything about that. It doesn't matter if you jailbreak the thing.
You're banging on your phone.
Yeah, it's done. So that's actually, I talked about that on my show, Sovryn Tech. That's SOVRYNTech.com. That was one of the very first few episodes where I mentioned that, hey, you know, with iOS, look, they're going to turn everything off. Now, of course, Google, they'd probably end up doing the same thing.
We're going to have to just build our own phones, like collect
yeah.
some sand and make some silicon chips and stuff.
And glass, stuff.
Glass screens.
Yeah, we've got another call on the line. We've got Shane in Jack's Creek, Tennessee. Shane, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on tonight?
Doing well.
Doing
what's
really
on your mind?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I miss you on XM. I don't know if the contract's going to get worked out with, I don't know what the situation is, but that's the only way I have to listen. So, hadn't heard the show in a while, but I just thought I'd call in and tell a recent experience with some photography and trying to do some cop blocking for the first time and kind of how that worked out for me and kind of how empowering it felt. And maybe, I don't know if any of you guys participate in that particular activism. I'm sure you know some people that do, and maybe you could give me some advice on some future.
Sure. Well, Shane, hold the line. We'll hear about your experience and, you know, maybe we can talk about things that can be done. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft?
How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The live Sunday night edition. 855-450-3733, the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. And tonight it is Brian with you.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And we are going to go back to Shane in Tennessee, who's asking about cop blocking. But before we do, I want to tell you about Squarespace. Now, if you want a website, and this is just in my opinion, as the golden stallion of the tech world, Brian Sovereign, if you want
a very high endorsement,
this is as high an endorsement as it gets in the tech world. I cannot be bought, though. You can donate Bitcoin, Proto shares, and Litecoins to SovereignTech.com. if you are wanting to make a website, this is the creme de la creme. This is the way to go. Squarespace.com. They have award-winning templates for your website. It is so easy to use to set up. You don't have to know HTML. You don't need to know any code. Okay, you could have just powered on your Chromebook, and believe me, you can use Squarespace.com.
It's like a Mac for building a website. That's the way I can easily describe it. It's just like everything's intuitive. Yep. If you want to put a picture in your blog post, you drag and drop the picture.
Absolutely.
If you want to put some text in, you just write it in, and you can arrange it and by dragging and dropping around the page. And they've got templates that are pre-built for you that make it look really professional.
Yeah, and again, those are award-winning templates.
Yeah, so it's super easy to set up a store, a blog. I mean, if you could do a podcast, you could do a photography gallery.
Yeah, I mean, you're guaranteed, whatever you want to do, you're guaranteed to have a great-looking site. They also offer e-commerce options now, and so they make it just as easy as it was to set up the website. You can set up your own store, your own payment systems, the whole business. It's really amazing. And the most important thing, one of the biggest reasons that I recommend Squarespace.com is because they have no downtime. You can't take down a Squarespace site. Okay, this is very popular around the internet. You know, something gets flooded and, you know, servers get flooded, whatever. And, you know, your site goes down at crucial moments, especially if you have an e-commerce website. You know, so it's your business that's on the line. You know, it'll go down. Squarespace doesn't happen. So go to squarespace.com. You can use the code FTL11, and you'll get 10% off of whatever your order is. This is the simple way to get a web presence, squarespace.com. So, all right, we were talking to Shane in Tennessee. And, Shane, are you with us?
I am with you.
Now, you're asking about cop blocking. Why don't you go ahead? I think you were going to share some of your experiences, or go ahead.
Yes, sure. I'll try to kind of condense it, kind of small, kind of what I guess finally, you know, I've always respected the what the people do that, and I enjoy watching the clips on YouTube. And I think that, you know, that's a great way to become educated in some laws and understand that some people don't know the law. You don't need, they're not lawyers, but a lot of, you know, you can kind of tell about the successes they have, you know, what works.
Yeah, you can kind of get to know your rights, like where exactly you stand in any situation in a police encounter,
sure.
Right?
And I understand that, you know, all states are a little bit different, so, you know, you need to check. But I don't, you know, recently moved to, you know, the country. You know, I'm used to living in, I grew up in Nashville, and the police in Nashville are a whole lot different than where, you know, the little community that I live in that has a volunteer fire department, an elementary school, and a post office. You know,
so you feel they're a lot nicer now that you live out, kind of out in the sticks.
Well, I did. I thought so. You know, I lived in the adjoining county over for probably 6 years, and, you know, then a law enforcement agent would pull me over. You know, I could have expired tags and burnout headlights. Just say, hey, I hadn't had the money to get my tags. You know, I wouldn't play stupid. I knew they were out. And most of the time, they wouldn't even run my license. I said, you know what, when can you get them? I'd say, man, I get paid in 2 weeks. They said, all right, well, I'll see you through here every Friday night when you get off work. You know, will it? So I thought, man, all these cops are cool. Well, I was coming through another local community about 8 miles, 8 miles away, and got pulled over for expired registration. You know, I offered, you know, was polite, kept my hands on the wheel, and you know, I was in an old beat up truck, you know, and I just got mechanic for a living, so I probably looked kind of rough, you know, I hadn't shaved in a couple of days, you know, and, you know, extremely polite, you know, getting reprimanded, and the next thing I know, he says, would you mind stepping out of the vehicle? Well, I don't really know if I had to, or if I could have just said no. Actually, I'd mind sitting here, which I, looking back, I would have at least liked to have tried that.
Right.
But I went ahead and said, sure, I'll step out. Then I'll step out, put your hands on the bed of the truck, and he proceeds to search me and stick his hands in my pocket. I said, whoa, hang on a minute, man. I said, you can't put your hands in my pocket. I said, you can only legally pat me down.
That's true. It's a Terry pat.
Yeah, that's a Terry pat. And
he's basically just patting you down to make sure you don't have some kind of revolver or something.
Yeah, and as long as you didn't verbally consent, you know, to him putting his hands, you know, his hands in your pocket, right, you're fine. Go ahead.
Sure. And I didn't verbally consent. And that's when the traffic stop kind of escalated a little bit, you know, and basically, he quit then, but then he asked to search my vehicle. I said, no. I said, tell you what, about 8 o'clock at night, the judge is at his house. I said, if you want to search my vehicle, I've got nowhere to be. You obtain a warrant. Otherwise, don't touch my vehicle. You know, he gets in my face and says, you got something to hide? Well, wouldn't you let me search your vehicle? Well, I told him right then and there, I said, sir, I said, when I tell you you can't touch my vehicle, that's the end of discussion. I said, you're trying to use police intimidation to get to search
my vehicle. Straight up intimidation.
That takes a lot of presence of mind to think of all that stuff at the time. Good for you, Shane, for keeping your cool.
Well, the thing about it is, I don't have any problem with, you know, drug users or people that drink or anything like, but I'm a sober guy. I don't have anything to hide, which is a great thing in a situation like that, when you can go into a situation and not have a worry that maybe you have. But
I think you let the American people down. What you should have done is you should have said, certainly, officer, you can search my vehicle as long as I can search yours. And because this guy could have had all manner of things in his vehicle, and you could have torn that thing apart and left like the seats on the side of the road, and you know, like that bag of marijuana could be hidden anywhere in his car, and you just tear it up and leave it there.
I wish I had. In the beginning of the traffic stop, I tried to be respectful, but I didn't.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
I said, by this time there's other law enforcement there, and I'm acting a fool. I said, well, y'all are harassed. Well, they wrote me a ticket for my tag, so I called the sheriff to make a complaint. I said, I've drove a truck. I've been to 48 states. You know, is this how you treat everybody in this county? I said, I just moved here. He said, well, I don't understand. I don't know the circumstances, but that's common procedure for an officer to pull somebody out and pat them down. I said, that's a bunch of bull, and you know it. I said, they do not pull everybody out of a vehicle. He said, well, it's up to the officer's discretion for his safety. I said, well, why don't you tell me some of the stuff you train your officers to do, so maybe I won't do it next time so I won't get harassed. And he said, I tell you what, son, if you've got a problem with it, you move out of Chester County.
I said, let me tell you something.
I said, I'm a property owner. I'm a taxpayer in Chester County. And I said, I don't agree with it. I said, but I do pay your taxes to keep from you putting me in a cage. I said, but I tell you what, this won't be the last that you hear from me. I said, because if you didn't know, you're an elected official, and I'll do everything in my power to see to it that you do not get in. And he got mad. Said, well, you, I don't care if you call every blankety blank radio station and every newspaper, put your ad in the paper and slam the phone down. Well, I said, okay, if y'all want to go there. So I decided it was time to just go out to the sheriff's department, the courthouse, and just start photographing. I photographed employers when they were coming and going, photographed the license plates on them. Well, I didn't actually photograph them. I just acted like I was photographing. I did do some photographs, but...
Right. Well, you know, Shane, you mentioned that you... I mean, I really appreciate you calling in and sharing your story. You know, and you called in asking for some tips. Boy, I think you've got it pretty well covered.
Well, I want to hear what happened after the photo.
Oh, yeah. Please keep going.
It can't possibly be over.
Well, no, and this gets the best part. And this is where and that kind of surprised me on some things. You know, first, and I wasn't up there looking for any. I was looking for an interaction with somebody, but I wasn't up there to make any violent action or anything like that. So they come out and they says, "So what are you doing here?" I said, "Well, I'm just taking some pictures of the flag and the courthouse and the sheriff's department." I said, "I guess this is the impound lot. I was taking some pictures of there and some of the police cars." And they said, "Well, why?" I said, "Well, I'm just trying to, you know, find out, you know, where my
it's my policy."
Yeah, it's kind of where my tax money's going to. I said, just want to hold everybody accountable. I said, well, I don't think anything is, you're going to get much good pictures here. I said, well, you know, I may catch the sheriff. And I said, I'd like to have a conversation with him on the record. When I see him or another Deputy Davidson, I said, am I under suspicion of committing a crime? And he says, well, one officer says, well, kind of you're a suspicious person. It's a suspicious person, is it? What crime do you suspect me of committing? I said, am I being detained? He said, no. I said, am I free to go? He said, yes. I said, I guess.
All right, Shane, we're going to leave the cliffhanger right there. How about that? I'm going to hold you over to the next segment, okay? And I want to hear the rest of this story.
Sure.
All right, we'll be right back with more. You can call in 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Musicians, you know the best day to get deals on the gear you want is Black Friday, and Guitar Center stores are currently loading up in preparation, but there's no need to wait for the big day. We're kicking off the doorbusters early. It's Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. Now through Thanksgiving, score an insane in-store daily deal. As much as 80% off list on vocal mics, headphones, drumsticks, ukuleles, and more. Grab a daily doorbuster available from 10 to 1 in-store only. As Guitar Center counts down to Black Friday. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.